KETR presents Texas Scribes, featuring the literary works by the authors of Northeast Texas. Welcome to a reading of eight poems by Tom Getty, a poet, music journalist, essayist, and a creative writing teacher. He's also the organizer of the annual Ben Wheeler Book Fair. Mr. Getty lives and writes in Van Zandt County. And the reader of today's selection is Sherry Gardner.
This first poem is called "The Door Is Ajar." The door is ajar, and he wanders along the back roads in a big black limousine. He pretends to be someone he is, and he thinks fragments of thoughts while the limousine sputters, runs out of gas. Just a short walk from the moment, from the hundreds of times he watched her happy, delighted, he walks the short walk. Everywhere the man walks, wrapped in his heavy coat, leaves turn brown, red, yellow, and fall from crooked trees to swirl in cold, moaning wind. Never does the man see what he's done. Never does the man see what he's left behind. His eyes focus forever on the innocence ahead. So sweetly, prettily perfect was her face staring back at nothing from the photo in his hands. This one is titled "Once the Sun Goes Down." Once the sun goes down, does he really know what's in the dark? Maybe it's the wind knocking against late-night talk radio, recipes for the Last Supper, lies by preachers of greed, meaningless aphrodisiacs for sale, miracles for rent. Sometimes he still sees beauty in the mad woman's eyes as she goes on, raving that someday she'll stand on some new stage to dance a world into existence. Cold seeps through his open windows until the sweet and lonely two-note cry of some bird, once, twice, three times, wakes him from sleeplessness. His day begins, the jester's lament, a walking scarecrow carrying its own matches to light, then blow out, over and over again every day, as it searches for the haystack with the needle in it. This next poem is called "A Blood-Red Rose Stood Out Boldly." A blood-red rose stood out boldly among 40 pastel blooms and blossoms. Two birds fought suddenly, briefly, and loudly for dominance under a new nest. A small, intricately brown butterfly sat on his hand until he twitched, building a tall, rocky mountain with a long, musical waterfall. This is where we live, amidst more than 500,000 stars, where, if string theory is half right, the whole of creation is a symphony. Religious zealots rape the warmth out of innocent young girls, and child slaves dig through cow dung for uneaten kernels of corn. This, too, is where we live, amidst more than 500,000 stars. She lived her life. She lived her life hovering inches above the candle's flame, embracing the warmth of the reflections in the 10 mirrors, dented by time's blunt, banging force that became a stoic sort of penance. And now, "When the Beauty of the Dancer." When the beauty of the dancer overpowers the beauty of the dance, during the decimation of the world, when we no longer find beauty in the small, when there is no mirror, nor even a reflection in the oily rainbow of a pool, when depression blows like a clinging wind, when she lost her youth for an edgier sadness to fit in so neatly into unexpected roles, when a desperate man buries the last fact in sand, hoping to grow wisdom while everybody else lies in bed, bellies full of booze and pills as they drift coma-like through swatches of memories but no one sleeps well enough to dream. Frequent, short, hard showers will stir the dust of the dance during the decimation of the world. Beauty walks. Beauty walks for years into imagined wrinkles, watches the land turn to dust and blow away on the horizon. Sunlight reflects off the moats, sparkling like diamonds. Beauty goes door to door, knocking with bloodied knuckles to tell stories of her adventures among the silken roads of youth. One of her favorites tells of ennui flickering endlessly like a burning candle in a dust-lit museum filled with great art from five ages past, filled with great stories told in the wrong tense, filled with great wisdom sculpted into the wrong images. Beauty goes until someone takes her in. Too often she finds the empty ghosts of other people's untold stories. Until someone takes her in. Until someone takes her in. Words float. Words float from her mouth, caught in the wind, begin to swirl, to soar, high and toward the horizon. Those of us who can, leap and grab hold of the letters' serifs and hang on for the ride. She sings. She sings in the sanctuary, a yearning song for an audience of empty pews, burning candles, shadowy niches, and stone walls that never listen, but echo brittle ritual chants back at her. The chants drown her sweet voice.
You've been listening to Texas Scribes. Today, Sherry Gardner read eight poems by Tom Getty, who's a poet, music journalist, essayist, and a creative writing teacher. He's also the organizer of the annual Ben Wheeler Book Fair. Mr. Getty lives and writes in Van Zandt County. And Texas Scribes features literary works by the authors of Northeast Texas and can be heard each Friday morning here on KETR.